Chapter 4. If ever Kit cursed her small size, it was now, as she raced across the slide to Pedrick. Diving under the twisted delivery truck, its metal cab tilting over her, loose rocks shifting under her blood-slippery paws, she heard the coyote yodel again, high above her, and then go ominously still. Pedrick lay in a pool of blood beside the crumpled pickup, his forehead running blood. Hesitantly, she pressed a paw against the gash where it flowed hardest, telling herself that head wounds always bled a lot. Soon she was pressing with both paws, with all her weight, but still the blood pooled warm beneath her pads, mixed with her own blood. She tried not to think of the billions of cat germs she was sharing with Pedrick. That might harm him, and about the gravel her paws had collected, that would become embedded now in his open wounds. He was conscious, but only barely, whispering vague little love words to her. The only other sounds in the empty night were the tick-tick of the settling vehicles, the voice of the waves far below, and the dripping of some liquid nearby that she prayed wasn't gasoline. Well, she didn't smell gas, so maybe it was oil or water. Her paws grew numb with the pressure, but soon the bleeding did ease, and when the coyote yipped again, she wondered if he smelled Pedrick's blood on the rising sea wind. Pedrick said, "Don't let me sleep, Kit. Keep me awake. I need to stay awake." He talked vaguely about a concussion, then rambled on from one subject to another that had no connection to what was happening at the moment. When he went silent, she nudged him and made him talk again. Once, as she shifted her weight over him, he startled and tried to rise, looking around fearfully as if expecting another blow from the tire iron.
"He's gone. Those men are gone. Lie still."
"Lucinda. Where's Lucinda?"
he said, pushing her aside, straining to get up.
"She's fine," Kit lied, trying to press him down. "She's only hurt a little. She..."
She went still, listening, her heart quickening. She could hear, far down the mountain, the faintest echo of sirens whooping. She heard that thin ululation.